On the map, WGN Radio gives insight and explores unique exotic vacation destinations all over the world. On the map, from Miami to Santorini. Plan your next adventure on the map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, we are putting a very familiar place and a very familiar voice on the map tonight as we explore Mirror Lake, Lake Delton, Wisconsin, in the 73rd season of Ishnala Supper Club. Bob is a longtime owner of Ishnala, and he joins us on the map. Bob, I'm assuming you have a very busy night happening.
Well, actually, we're doing pretty well. You know, it's just this darn rain and scare of thunderstorms and all that stuff scares everybody around us, but it seems to pass us up here at Ishnala. So we're getting a little bit of water, but not a big deal. So yeah, we're having a good time tonight.
But I'm telling you, 73 years, I'm happy to hear your voice, Bob, because that tells me summer is coming. Warm weather
is open. Coming.
It absolutely is. But you really, honestly, the best of everything for 73 years, including the service. And, you know, what has changed over the last 73 years at Ishnala? Menus, cocktails, what was different over the years?
Actually, not much.
Yeah.
You know, we've had the same items pretty much for 73 years. Now, we added a shrimp Ishnala a few years ago as an appetizer, which is
my favorite.
Parsley, pecorino, Romano cheese sauteed in butter and garlic. Fantastic. And we added some prime spears, which is a four cheese filling wrapped around asparagus spear with a slice of thin prime rib with a bistro sauce and béarnaise sauce. So those are two of the main items. But we're really excited also that, so for those folks that out there that don't drink or don't drink as much, of course, I still want you to get old fashions, but we have a new fashion, which is the same exact thing without the brandy or bourbon. And then we have a Mirror Lake Spritzer, watermelon simple serve, fresh lime juice and lemon lime soda, a Lakeside Sparkling Rosé and Orange Cream Fizz. So we've added five spirit-free elixirs and a BrewDog Hazy IPA, which is a really good IPA. So those, some of those items. And then if you don't want to have alcohol with your ice cream drink, our Grasshopper and our Toasted Caramel Canoe are now spirit-free.
I love that. I love that you have those options out there. That is awesome. And I'm telling you, the food, you always get high marks. You've gotten some a multitude of awards over the last several years, including the Best of the Midwest Award.
Yeah, we just did that with the Midwest Living Magazine. We got 3 million people that see that magazine, and they put us the best, which is just an honor. I mean, it's so exciting to be recognized. Our staff deserves it because they are so phenomenal. You talk about the training and what we do, the service. We opened up April 8th, but March 2nd, we started training. For 5 weeks, we pretty much had training sessions every day with different departments, small groups of four or five, so they could really get good training. Then we have a big orientation with more training. And then to get on the floor as a server, they have to train for a whole week before I even consider putting them on the floor. So we spend a lot of time and effort training them because we want our guests to have the absolute best experience possible. And I know they're going to get it from our service because that's what we hang our hat on and work really hard to do.
It's something you've always focused on, and you see it every day at the restaurant, I can tell you that. But your mouth-watering steaks, the amazing selection of seafood, you know, what is the secret to keeping those things consistent and a great experience? I mean, it is the people for sure, but again, there's a lot of hard work behind it and a lot of great food in front of it.
Well, there's no question. And my head chef here has been here for 17 years, and my prep cook who preps the ducks, the au gratins, the barbecue ribs, all the cheese spread, all that stuff, 27 years. So It starts with consistency. We've had the same people doing the food for 27 years and 14 years. That's huge. And then you have to have a good product that comes in. I mean, we quality check everything that comes in the door. If it's not the age spec we want or if it's not the quality we're looking for, it doesn't get into our door. So then we take care of it. We make sure we age our prime rib and our ribeye and a New York strip at least 40 days to make it more tender and flavorful. So it starts with having the requirements that we determine for the quality, and it also with the consistency of our staff. Same people. I mean, I think we hired two people in the kitchen this year. The rest of the 20 plus
coming back.
All the same.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and that's pretty cool for a seasonal operation.
Absolutely. 73 years, of course, as we were saying, doing this is nothing short of incredible. But I'm going to tell you something. You had me try last time I was here. It was your butterfly prawns. They're like a bunch of mini lobster tails on your plate.
No question. They are, in my opinion, better than the lobster. I like them better than lobster, but it's just a flavor thing. I mean, some people like lobster, but that's an option. And we've got combinations. You can get prime rib with the butterfly prawns. You can get prime with lobster tail. You can get prime with fried shrimp. You get a flay with those combinations. You could add a couple of scallops if you want something. I mean, we'll add anything. You want one scallop? Absolutely. You want a couple of fried shrimp with your steak? Absolutely. Whatever you want, we'll make it happen because we are confident that you're really going to enjoy it. I saw a blackened scallop come out last night. I thought, wow, that looks pretty good. I've never seen a blackened scallop, but I'm going to try that.
Oh, wow.
Because I like to get blackened salmon periodically, and sure. I think a blackened scallop would be really good.
Absolutely. You mentioned the duck that you have. I mean, you've got the traditional steaks. You've got an amazing selection of seafood. But there's other traditional favorites, too. You got ribs. You got lamb. You got chicken cordon bleu. I mean, you got a little something for everybody.
There's no question. Plus, we also do that local thing with Wollersheim Winery, our great friends at Wollersheim with our red blend and our white blend and our bourbon. And then our friends at in Milwaukee, the Central Standard Distillery that does our brandy. So, and we like to use Nooski ham out of northern Wisconsin for our chicken cordon bleu. So a lot of local flavor that we can pull from our Wisconsin friends, which is a great thing to do, and we just enjoy doing that.
It's a short drive, too. I mean, it really is. I mean, I was talking about the traffic here in Chicago. Sometimes you could be stuck in it for an hour and a half, 2 hours. Just make your way up to Ishnala, right?
That's right. You know, once you get past Rockford, you're free, or before Rockford, you're free sailing getting up here. I mean, they got three lanes most of the way now, and it's not that far. And you know what? A lot of people are doing, they're getting a hotel room, staying overnight so they can have a couple of Ishnala Brandy Old Fashions, enjoy themselves, sitting over the deck, and just have a good time and take your time.
Absolutely. There are great places, Airbnb options, there's resorts and spas up there, right there, so it's a great opportunity to do that as well. I love also sitting at the bar, if it's not too crazy, you know, having a drink and I can grab an appetizer up there. Talk a little bit about your appetizers, too.
Well, actually, that's awesome that you asked, because we did add three appetizers. My son is opening my eyes to some trendy things, but we did pickle chips. He said, we got to put on pickle chips, deep fried pickle chips, crispy brown with a Southwest ranch. They are really good. Walleye bites, crispy, tender, flavorful walleye chunks, which are excellent. And then duck wontons, duck bacon blended with sweet corn and cream cheese inside a wonton with Door County cherry orange sauce. So three new appetizers in the bars that you can enjoy while you're having that old fashioned overlooking Mirror Lake.
But you got some traditional ones too. I love the prime spears, the escargot.
Yeah, prime spears obviously is our number one seller, the shaved prime with the four cheese fillings wrapped around an asparagus spear. We've got escargot, we have the shrimp Ishnala, which is the garlic, parsley, and pecorino Romano cheese. Sunset shrimp cocktail, corkscrew shrimp, easy for me to say, and artichoke dip. Yeah, we've got all the staples. We didn't take anything away, but we just added three new ones, which is it's kind of exciting to have a few new items on there on the appetizer.
Absolutely. Here's the most important thing, though, Bob, that I know you will talk about here is you leave your phone in the car, you unplug, you talk to one another, you enjoy the nature around you. There are amazing views from all the bars and the restaurant at Ishnala.
Four bars, three decks, beautiful setting. You see the Norway pines across the water. It's called Mirror Lake because 95% of the time it looks like a mirror. And it's just, you know, my staff doesn't wear their phones. Nobody on staff, including me, has their cell phone.
Yep.
And we just encourage people, turn your phone off, talk to each other, quit talking, you know, looking at your phone, and just enjoy and relax at Ishnala. I mean, that's really what it's about. That's what we want you to do. You drive a mile through the woods, to get to our property. So it feels like you're in northern Wisconsin, and you're right outside the Dells.
That's right.
It's a whole different world when you come in through here, and we are continuing to keep it that way because it's so special and important for us.
Real quick, how many old fashions you sell last year?
A little shy of 108,000.
Amazing.
And we've done about 3,000 already in 9 days. So
Amazing.
We opened last Wednesday.
Amazing.
So we're coming out strong.
I love it. I love it. Ishnala Supper Club on Mirror Lake. Folks, if you haven't been there, it is an amazing place, a special place. You're going to have a great meal, great service with great views. For more information, visit ishnala.com. Thank you, Bob, as always. I know you're a busy guy, so thanks for taking the time for us tonight.
Oh, it's an honor, and thank you. And if you come up to, if people come up to Ishnala, come say hi to me because I'm here most times.
Very true. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you so much. Look forward to it.
We'll see you this summer.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.